Well, I don't know if it's supposed to be making a statement or not, but if you walk through World Dairy Expo and went by the exhibition hall, you notice that both the booth for the USDA and the Farm Service Agency were empty, as that exemplified the fact that they will remain that way until the government ends the shutdown impasse. We also know that during the shutdown, we won't be getting any USDA reports, and that's something that has Sue Martin with Ag and Investment concerned, because she said without those numbers, it could have a real impact on market trade.
If we go without these reports, and then the next report coming out is until the following month, it could really make for some pretty dicey volatility in these markets as we start to go forward when they do start to open back up. It's going to be interesting.
We also know that until the government is functioning again, there is no reason to even think about getting a farm bill accomplished. Chris Galen with National Milk did visit World Dairy Expo and says the government shutdown is impeding the progress of getting a conference committee together. Galen hopes the conference will happen quickly once the budget issues are resolved, and actually we can get a farm bill this year, although there are some other options.
Ultimately, what we're going to end up with is either an extension of 12 or 24 months of the current programs, which we think is unacceptable. We did that last year, and I don't think anyone wants to continue having this fight, this war in perpetuity for another 12 months or 24 months. So that's one possibility. Or hopefully we can get the stars and planets aligned and get a new bill done. Now, last year they extended it because the House had not passed a farm bill. They didn't even go to conference with the Senate. This year, though, that's different. The Senate's passed a farm bill. The House, although it took them two parts, has a farm bill done. So now that what they need to do is sit down and figure out how to bridge some differences that are significant but that we hope still can be bridged. One of those is dairy policy. The other bigger one, the more contentious one, is over the level of cuts to the food stamp program.
While most of our news has been negative, one good news note was made by our Secretary of Agriculture, as Ben Bransel did address the media. He said Wisconsin agricultural exports continue to rise, and that includes dairy exports.
First 6 months of the year were 10% over last year's first 6 months. Last year was a record. This year it's going to be a super record if we can keep this up. We had $1.6 billion in sales this year. Ethanol was our leader last year and fell off dramatically for us. It's off 46%. But other commodities have showed strength, and in dairy industry is up another 23% over last year's sales. So dairy has now moved into the number one international market item.
Well, speaking of dairy, we did see barrel cheese drop another 0.75 cents, now down to 170.75 cents per pound, while blocks remain at 176.5 cents per pound. AA butter, $1.61. Class 3 prices, October, well, that's up 2 to 18.11. November, down 2 at 17.84. December, up 3 to 17.15. And January, that's down 6 at 16.74. Board of Trade, corn up slightly. December, 4.40¼ cents per bushel. March, up a penny and a quarter to 4.53. Beans for November, up fractionally to 12.74¼ cents per bushel. March, off 2.5 cents at 12.55. And as far as the livestock, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 70 to a top of 89. Most of the slaughter cows, 54 to 69, with slaughter bulls at 80 to 97. Replacement bull calves, 65 to 175. Heifer calves, 60 to 135. The barrels and gilts, 68 and down. Market lambs, they're at 120 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.